All right, so redemption song. I mean, where do you even begin with a song like that? It's so much more than just a song, isn't it?
Exactly. It's an anthem, a hymn, a testament, and yeah, it's deeply personal yet universal.
It's funny. I was listening to it again this morning, and it struck me how different it is from so much of Marlowe's other work. So stripped down, just him and his acoustic guitar.
Right? A total departure. Most people associate Marley with, that full reggae sound, the band, the i3s, but Redemption Song is something else entirely, almost like a folk song.
It's that vulnerability, I think, that makes it so powerful. It's like he's bearing his soul. And, well, the context adds another layer, doesn't it? Knowing it was on his last album, Uprising.
Knowing he was already battling cancer.
Absolutely. Released in 1980, just a year before he passed, it gives the song this added poignancy, a sense of, I don't know, finality maybe.
Yeah, like a parting message. And yet it's so full of hope, too. That's the amazing thing. This call for emancipation, for mental liberation, it's inspiring.
And those lines, right? Emancipate yourselves from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our minds. Powerful stuff. Directly from Marcus Garvey.
Garvey, yeah, that Pan-Africanist order. Marley was clearly influenced by him. I see. You can hear it in other songs too, but Redemption Song really brings that message to the forefront.
It's interesting how he weaves those Garvey's words into the song. It's not just a quote, it's like he internalized it, made it his own,
He did. And he connected it to the struggles of oppressed people everywhere, not just in Jamaica, but globally. I mean, that's why it still resonates today, right? It's a timeless message.
It is. And musically, it's so simple, yet so effective. That G major key, the acoustic strumming, it's almost hypnotic. Draws you in.
And the way he sings it, the phrasing, the little vocal inflections, eat it. It's pure emotion, raw and real. Interesting. It's not polished, but that's part of its charm. It's authentic.
It's interesting too how the song has been covered by so many artists, from Joe Strummer and Johnny Cash to, well, everyone in between, shows you its reach.
It does. It's become a standard in a way, a song that transcends genres and generations. And it all started with a demo tape, apparently, the Data Demos.
Right, and there's even a story about a German journalist claiming to have heard Marley play it years earlier in 76, but who knows? Memories can be tricky.
They can. But what we do know is that Redemption Song has become one of Marley's most iconic songs, and deservedly so. It's a powerful statement of hope and resilience in the face of adversity. It's a song that continues to inspire and uplift people all over the world.
Absolutely. It's a true testament to Marley's genius and his enduring legacy, a song that will likely be sung for generations to come.
So we were talking about Redemption Song, but Marley's career, man, it was so much more than just that one song. It's fascinating how he evolved musically.
It really is. I mean, from those early ska days with the Wailers to the reggae sound that took the world by storm, it's quite a journey. And working with all those different producers and musicians like Lee Scratch Perry and Leslie Kong, they all shaped his sound in different ways.
Yeah, those early collaborations were crucial. Think about those sessions with the Upsetters, pure magic. Even though it was short-lived, you can hear that raw energy, that experimentation. It's the foundation of everything that came after.
And the stories, right? The disputes over recording rights. It just shows you the music business has always been complicated, but out of that chaos came some incredible music.
Oh, absolutely. And the shift in the Jamaican music scene itself, that slowing down of the beat, it's amazing how a simple change in tempo can create a whole new genre. The Maytals and Do the Reggae, right? That was a turning point.
It paved the way for what we now know as reggae. And then Marley teaming up with Leslie Kong, that's when things really started to take shape. Bringing in Beverly's All-Stars, those incredible musicians, it added a whole new dimension to the Wailers' sound.
It did. That blend of the Wailers' raw talent and those seasoned studio musicians, it was a perfect combination. And you can hear that evolution, that move away from the ska and rocksteady influences towards a more distinctly reggae sound. The electric guitar taking over, the horns fading into the background. It's fascinating to trace that progression.
It is. And even those recut tracks with JAD Records, the ones Bunny Wailer wasn't too fond of, they're still a part of the story. They offer a glimpse into the band's evolution, their constant search for the right sound, the right direction.
I see. They were experimenting, trying to find their footing, and then that jam session with Jimmy Norman in the Bronx, what a story. It's like a hidden chapter in Marley's musical journey. That doo-wop influence, the pop
All right.
sensibilities, it's so different from what we typically associate with him, but it shows his range, his willingness to explore different sounds.
Exactly. It's a reminder that he wasn't just a reggae artist, he was a musician, period. Open to influences, always evolving. And then, of course, comes the big break with Island Records. Chris Blackwell saw something special in Marley, that rebellious spirit, that connection to the rock audience. That was a game changer.
So we were talking about Marley's musical journey, but his impact goes way beyond just the music, doesn't it? I mean, the man's a cultural icon.
Totally, a global phenomenon. And it's interesting how his image, his message has been, well, reinterpreted and represented over the years. Think about the documentaries, the books, the musical, even a Hollywood biopic. It's incredible.
It is. Get up, stand up, the musical, right? I heard it was pretty powerful. Arinze Keane as Marley. That must have been something to see.
Oh, I'd love to have seen that. Postponed because of the pandemic, of course. Everything was. But it finally premiered in London in 2021. Imagine bringing Marley's life to the stage. The music, the energy. It must have been electric.
I can only imagine. And then the film, Bob Marley, One Love, just this year. Kingsley Benadire in the title role. It's fascinating how these different mediums capture different facets of his persona, his story.
It is. A film can really delve into the personal, you know, explore the nuances of his life in a way a musical might not be able to. Did you see it, by the way, One Love?
I did, yeah. I thought Benadire did a remarkable job. Really captured Marley's charisma. And the film didn't shy away from the complexities of his life either. The political turmoil in Jamaica, the assassination attempt, it was all there.
That's good to hear. I haven't had a chance yet. I'm curious how they handled the more controversial aspects of his life, his relationships, for instance. He had a complicated personal life, to say the least.
They touched on it, yeah. But the focus was really on the music, his message of peace and unity. And, well, the Smile Jamaica concert in 76, that was a key moment in the film, a real turning point.
Right, right. That concert, after the attempt on his life, it was a powerful statement, a testament to his resilience, his commitment to his beliefs. Imagine going on stage after something like that. It's almost unthinkable. It speaks volumes about his character.
It does. And the film does a good job of conveying the atmosphere of that time, the political tensions, the violence. It really sets the stage for understanding the significance of that performance.
I see. It sounds like they did their research. It's so important to get the context right, especially with someone like Marley. His life was so intertwined with the social and political landscape of Jamaica.
So, reflecting on everything we've discussed about Marley, it strikes me how multifaceted he was. A musician, a cultural icon, a political figure. Almost a spiritual leader, in a way.
Yeah, absolutely. It's rare to find someone who embodies so many different things to so many different people. And to have that kind of global impact, it's remarkable.
It really is. We talked about Redemption Song and its power as, well, a final message, a testament to his beliefs, but his entire catalog from the early ska days to those final recordings.
It's a journey through musical and personal evolution.
It is. And the influences, right? From Marcus Garvey to those early Jamaican musicians, the producers he worked with, they all shaped his sound, his message.
They did. We talked about Lee Scratch Perry, Leslie Kong, Chris Blackwell. They all played a crucial role in his development. And it's fascinating how he took those influences and made them his own, created something unique and powerful.
Right. He wasn't just mimicking, he was innovating, blending genres, experimenting with sounds. And that's what makes his music so enduring, I think. It's that constant evolution, that refusal to be pigeonholed.
And of course, the cultural and political context. We touched on the turmoil in Jamaica, the assassination attempt, the Smile Jamaica concert. It all adds another layer of meaning to his music. It makes it more than just entertainment. It's a reflection of a time, a place, a struggle.
Exactly. His music is inextricably linked to the social and political landscape of Jamaica. It's a soundtrack to a movement. And, well, that's what makes it so powerful, so resonant.
I see. And then there's the legacy, right? The documentaries, the books, the musical, the biopic. It's incredible how his image, his message, continues to be reinterpreted and represented. It speaks to his enduring influence.
It does. He's become larger than life, almost mythical. And yet, through all of these different portrayals, the core of his message, that call for peace, unity, and social justice, it still shines through. It's inspiring.
It is. And I think that's what we'll take away from this conversation. Bob Marley was more than just a musician. He was a voice for the voiceless, a symbol of hope and resilience. His music continues to inspire and uplift people all over the world, and that's a powerful legacy.
Absolutely, a true legend. And on that note, thanks for joining me for this deep dive into the world of Bob Marley. It's been a pleasure. Until next time.